protesters poured onto the streets of Egypt in full swing on Friday. All political factions rallied in one last show of power before the much-anticipated June 30th protest to mark the first anniversary of the inauguration of President Mohamed Morsi. Two main protests took place in the capital, Cairo, with similar gatherings in other cities. Tens of thousands from various Islamic groups, led by the Muslim Brotherhood, protested chanting "The legitimacy is a red line." They referred to the electoral legitimacy of President Morsi. They said they will not allow the remnants of the old regime to bring down the democratically elected president.
We are here to say, Mr. President, you are the leader of the army, you are the leader of the police, and there's many corrupted people in these two, in the army and the police, and you must do something for that.
On the other hand, anti-Morsi protests gathered in the iconic Tahrir Square and marched in several other locations in the capital. The protests called by Tamarud, or Rebel, the youth movement which has managed to collect over 15 million signatures calling for early presidential elections.
Morsi must leave. We don't have any other choice. It's been 1 year and we are suffering from soaring prices. No water, no fuel, and no electricity. Where is the social justice he was talking about?
Protesters supporting Tamarud chanted anti-Muslim Brotherhood slogans and calling for an end to Mohamed Morsi's rule. In a speech Morsi made on Wednesday, he called on his opponents to use elections and not protests to change the government. He also said that he's ready for national reconciliation talks, but made no real concessions. The opposition group National Salvation Front dismissed the president's speech, saying he offered nothing new. They called on Egyptians not to be deterred and to go out on June 30th peacefully to voice their anger at the president and his government.
The pro and anti-Morsi rallies that plagued Egypt on Friday show that the country is becoming deeply polarized. They also reflect a taste of what the streets will look like in the upcoming days and weeks. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.